Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us. Today I'm meeting with Scott Hagenson. Scott is the superintendent at Franklin REC, and we met back in January.
Yes, we did.
Last time we talked, and we were talking about we were in the middle of a storm, I think. There was a storm coming in, or we just got over one, and another storm was coming in, and we talked about winter and the different things that we need to do as far as electricity. So now we're at a different spot. We're in spring.
Yes, very good winter, very few outages. The guys were able to get out and even build some line this winter, and that's when we do our line patrol. We look at every mile of line that we have, and so actually we're in good shape. Going into spring and summer, we'll be doing a lot of rebuilding of some of the original line that was put in the system. We'll probably get hopefully 5 to 8 miles of line built between now and end of the calendar year more. Several upgrades throughout the system, people changing from overhead to underground, redoing some things. There is, especially on the north half of our system, seems to be a little bit more new acreages coming into play, homes, that type of thing, and all of those people prefer underground. In the summertime, we also do our line breaker maintenance program, so we'll do 2 substations. Where the guys go out and take the breakers down, bring them in. We have a contractor that comes in and checks them over and take them out and put them back up. And when there's nothing else to do, we can always cut trees. Here in Franklin County, we've got trees, trees, trees. And with the emerald ash borer is just really taking over, especially the southern half of the county. So
you talked about a lot of stuff there in a quick period of time, and I'm going to go back just a notch. So it's good people are building homes. That's really great to hear.
Yeah, there is. Probably surprising with the interest rate, the area we're in, that type of thing. There is still home building going on out there.
Yeah. That's super. And then you talked about underground. What are the benefits being underground versus, you know, on the lines? Is there a big difference in that?
Definitely weather. You survive storms better the more underground you have. The downfall is when you do have a problem, if you do have underground that goes bad, you can't just look up and see it. So it's a little trickier to diagnose and maybe repair. But in the last 20 years, the advances in materials for underground electricity have really come a long ways. So it's really reliable.
Do you see people that have the lines decide to go underground? Switch it out or no? Is that something that...
Yeah, there are people that maybe buy an acreage and going to redo it or take out trees. We get some upgrades if farmers are putting in a new grain dryer, a new bin system. Sometimes they require 3-phase if we can get it to them, or with the clearance issues with grain bins and augers, it's just easier to go underground and alleviate that hazard.
Okay, that makes sense. And then you also talked about doing some line work. Are the customers, do they turn electricity off, or how does that work for them?
When we rebuild line, we try and keep them on right to the end. We'll either tip the old poles to the side and set the new ones and put the new line up. With any line build, yes, there is an outage involved, but mm-hmm. We try to work with them, generally keep it down to a minimum. We've been working down in the Ackley-Faulkner area for the last 6 months, rebuilding several miles of line down there. And I think the other day, the longest outage we had was about 4 hours or a little less. But then we were done with the area. Mm-hmm. But it's really a big improvement with new poles, bigger wire, and they're closer together. And so reliability goes up big time.
It's kind of like planning for the future.
Yep.
You know, you need to make sure you're keeping up with their needs, and it might be a little inconvenient for a little bit, but...
Yeah.
And people know ahead of time, right?
Right. We contact them. And,
yep. So people can plan around it.
Yep.
Yeah. And you do it during the week, so most people are at work, probably.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that comes into play now is people working from home. That just continues to grow.
Right. Yep.
So we do our best to contact them and work around things for them if we can, or work mm-hmm. with them. But 99% of the people understand.
Yeah, you got to be understanding about that. It's for your benefit.
Right.
All right. And you talked about trees. So I know sometimes you have to trim back trees. Can you talk about that a little bit and the importance of doing that?
Yeah, the summertime, especially, trees are really prevalent then with the foliage. They end up, the weight for when it rains on the foliage really will significantly make a difference on how far the tree hangs down, gets into the power lines, and causes outages, or we get wind with them. And then trees, I would say, maybe 20-30% of our outages year-round. So we try to trim back from the lines far enough that we don't have to come back for maybe 10 years. But the real problem now is emerald ash. It's just, I was on one farm the other day in the Dalles area that we had 6 trees down there right along our line, big ash trees, and the farmer told me he took down 35 already at another part of his farm.
Jeepers.
So it's really big, and it's kind of spreading across the system and across the state.
So you don't actually take them down, though?
We trim them down to get them below the line, so mm-hmm. it's safe for the homeowner, the farmer member to do the rest.
Mm-hmm. So if there's any question if a farmer has, like, they just call into the office and you check it out, or how's that work?
Yeah, they call the office and they'll make a job ticket, and I go out and take a look at it and visit with the member and see what we can work out and try to get it done in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
With everything else going on, tree work is kind of the fill-in, but we have so much of it we can't just put it aside either. We got to work at it. Hopefully
right.
one day a week to try and keep our head above water.
And then you also have someone else outside that helps with it.
Yeah,
too,
we've
right?
hired a contractor to do some ground clearing for us. We're going to put in 23 miles of new line throughout our system, and he's going ahead of the contractor and ground cutting trees where the new line's going. So
good, you got it done ahead of time.
Yep.
Ready to roll.
Yep, we have to have that.
Well, Scott, our time is up. I think I could talk for a while yet, but thank you for joining us.
No problem. Look forward to next time.
And I'd like to thank the REC for being a major contributor for the FCDA. Thank you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to FCDA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.